A cigarette glowed brightly on the steps of the bunkhouse. Evidently, there was a man there keeping an eye out for trouble. Ward eased off to the left until the house was between him and the guard. Then he crossed swiftly to the shadows just outside the parlor window. It was a warm night, and the window was open at the bottom. Jim Yount was playing solitaire at the table. Red Lund was seated not far away, oiling a gun. Pete Dodson was sitting at the end of the table, smoking a cigarette and watching Yount play with the cards.
I always wanted a ranch, and this is it. No use in gallivanting around the country when a man can live in style. Right, Pete?
Right, boss.
I'd have had it over at the Newtons, of course. That damn sand bed I got from Benny Chait had been any good.
Don't you know it?
But this place is too good to be true. Isn't that so, Red?
Oh, you work fast. But it was just luck we got McQueen out of the way as easily as we did. From what I hear, it was nobody to fool around with.
Well, he might be fast with a gun, but he had no brains. It takes brains to win in this kind of game. Damn, these cards are no good. Now, that fellow Logan Keene's outfit lies just south of the creek. So the way I see it, his property ought to join onto this one. Nice piece of country, thousands of acres with good water running right up to the edge of town.
How do you figure on doing that? I doubt if he'll play cards with you, not after what happened to Chait.
I don't think you're going to start courting him either.
Keene's scared now. Once my title here is cinched, we'll really go to work on him. We'll rustle his stock, run off his hands, and he'll be forced to sell. I figure the whole job won't take more than a month at the outside.
You get the ranches. What do we get?
Ruth Kermit has over $10,000 hidden away somewhere on this place. You boys can split that among yourselves. I'm sure you two can work out some way of dividing it even all around.
Lund said nothing. McQueen looked over at Dodson, but the big outlaw didn't appear to be following too closely. Lund shoved the pistol he had been cleaning into a holster and leaned back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure we can do that.
Ward could see how the split would be made. It would be done with Lund's six-shooter. The others would get the lead, and Lund would take the cash. Crouched below the window, Ward McQueen calculated his chances. Jim Yount had proved he was fast with a gun. Lund and Dodson were clearly his hand-picked bodyguards, and neither of them seemed like the type of man one could trifle with. 3-1 made the odds too long, and at the bunkhouse would be Packer and Hollier, the two characters McQueen had met in town. They might not be as good with a gun as any of these three, but they were certainly no less eager for a fight. A clatter of hooves could be heard on the hard-packed trail, and McQueen drew further into the shadows and waited.
Whoa! Whoa, fella!
A single horseman drew up in front of the house and swung down. McQueen edged closer to the corner of the building. When the front door opened, he could just see the man and the light that spilled out from within. It was the lean stranger who'd been playing poker with Gelvin and Keene.
You Jim Yount?
Yeah, I'll call him.
That's me.
Red Lund stepped outside as Yount came into the doorway. McQueen drew further back into the shadows.
There's an express package at the freight office for Miss Kermit. I was riding out this way anyway, so they asked me to let you know. She can pick it up tomorrow if she likes.
An express package? Why didn't you bring it out?
Oh, no. It wouldn't let me. It's registered.
Registered?
Yeah, it's money. A payment for some property in Wyoming or something like that. She's got to sign for it herself.
All right. She's asleep now, but I'll tell her in the morning. Good night.
Good night. Come on, boy. Hip, yeah.
Well.
More money? Or is that the $10,000 you were talking about?
I don't know, Red. Easy enough to find out, though, isn't it?
I don't like it.
What?
Well, looks like a move to get the girl off the ranch and us into town.
I doubt it. But even if it is, who in town has the skill or the guts to tackle us?
That's true.
All the same, we'll send Packer in ahead to scout. If there's anything wrong, he can warn us. We'll ride in tomorrow.
An hour later, far back on a brush-covered hillside, Ward McQueen bedded down for the night. From where he lay, he could see anybody who arrived at or left the ranch. He could be no more sure than Yount had been of what the package was about. Where did that young rider stand in all of this? He had been called Rip, and he had known of McQueen's gun battle in Maravillas Canyon. Ward was sure he was not the aimless drifter he appeared to be. His face was too keen, his eyes too sharp. If he had baited a trap with money, he was using the only bait to which these men would rise. But what was he hoping to accomplish? McQueen could be fairly certain of one thing. Tomorrow was going to be the big day.